episode 2598, Find a New Way Forward.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to energize your relationship with your spouse? Oh, come on. It's Relationship Builders, and I know you want to have that love sizzling in the bedroom and also in the kitchen. So let's find a new way forward. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, people talk about habits when it comes to healthy living and work, but what about marriage? Don't let your habits dictate your love. Find a new way forward. You know, how comfortable are you with saying, I love you? Sometimes we think we say it more often than we actually do. Have you taken count of it? No, seriously. I asked that question honestly because there was one day that I thought, you know what? I'm just going to be weird because I can do that. I like to study myself. And then I think, okay, how does it really work in the real world? Well, I put it into practice and we see what happens. And so I actually counted. And you know what? I thought I said I love you so many more times than what I actually did. I guessed that I probably said it 20 to 25 times. Do you know that when I took that count, it was 5 times? 5 times. Now, maybe I meant it like 25 times and it just felt like it, you know, like, I love you, babe. But it was really only 5 times. And I thought, wow, it was really a wake-up call for me. And I think a lot of us think we say it more often than what we really do. A study showed that after 10 years spent with the same partner, now listen up here, if you're close to 10 or after 10, you need to be listening. And if you're not there yet, you better be listening too. Only 1/3 of couples still tell each other that they love them. 1/3, 33%, and a little change. Think about how slim of a statistic that is. And I would think it's even smaller, scary, if you ask me, when it comes to the health of your marriage. Included in this survey that, you know, the people were surveyed on, only 11% described themselves as head over heels in love, while 1 in 5 said the days being in love, quote unquote, were over. Yikes. It's like, why are we even looking for marriage? Yet we're built for relationships. How backward is this? Actually, how backward are we? How do we see our marriage? What is our commitment? Relationships age over time. And when they do that, there seems to be a more practical approach to the nature of togetherness. The commitment seems to be more about ease and dependability rather than love and affection. Right? Go back to dating. Oh, you can't keep your hands off of your hubby. Oh, he's so adorable. And now you're like, yeah, he's cute. But, and then you fill in the blank. Oh, but we're going to go do this and we're going to go do that. Why do you think a lot of couples like to travel? Because they don't know what to do when they're in the same room. They're not content with their relationship. They don't know how to react and act with each other because the relationship has aged. And so have they, right? Each individual has aged, but the crazy thing is the relationship has not matured. It's gone actually in the opposite direction. So how is your marriage sitting? Are you riding on wings of love and affection? Or are you drowning in practicality like activities and responsibilities? Think about it. What is it like for you? Now, maybe it's a little bit of everything, and that's okay. And you could be in a season where you're like, oh yeah, my babe and I, we are doing awesome. And then you might be in a season of where it's just tough. Things are happening in life and you're like, we just have to get through. But remember, is it a season more of moments connected versus months that turn into years that turn into more than just a couple years, and now we're looking into a decade. No, seriously. Because we're not aware. We don't pay attention. We think a year goes by fast. Can you believe? Yes, my Christmas trees are still up. I know. I can hear you yelling at me right now. But the Super Bowl was just last weekend, so I usually have them up until the Super Bowl. And so this weekend, I'm beginning to take them down. And so I have all the tubs out. But you see, we kind of get into a routine. We get into these habits, and we're not aware of what's really happening in front of us. We don't know where our marriage is because we're not paying attention. But I'm telling you right now, you can stay in love for a lifetime, but you must continue to find a new way forward. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Find a new way forward, because you too have habits in your marriage, right? You say good morning a certain way and good night another way. And let's not forget the greeting of when your husband comes home from work and you are corralling the children doing evening activities both to and from home. It's a little bit chaotic, but somehow it all kind of blends together and you're like, well, I don't know how I really say hello or how was your day. I mean, it just happens, but does it? Crazy? Yes. Real life? Even more so. Don't let your habits dictate your love. You got to find a new way forward. What does that look like? Well, let's dive in with three things. Number one, engage intentionally. You have got to notice your spouse every day. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't care how tired you are. Now, there might be a few moments. There might be some seasons. You have late nights and you've got kids and somebody's sick. Okay, those are moments. But if you're having 80% of your engagement is not happening in a year, we've got a problem here. Seriously. The 80-20 rule, yeah. You need to be engaged intentionally 80%. So what does that leave you? It leaves you a few days off the hook, right? You're talking 10 months out of 12 months. But it's not about going, oh, I just have got to, you know, oh, I got to talk to him today. Seriously, I don't want to talk to him today. That's kind of our attitudes at times. Let's be honest. Because you can't change what you won't acknowledge. If you want that sizzling hot marriage, both in the bedroom and in the kitchen, wink, wink, then you have got to put the work in. And you've got to engage intentionally. Now, I get it. Sometimes you don't want to and you're too tired. Okay, that's a moment. But if it's day after day after day after day, month after month after month, there is a problem. Because those months end up being years. And those years become what? You got it, decades. So you got to engage intentionally. When your spouse comes home, what do you first say to your spouse? Seriously, what do you say? How do you greet your spouse? Most people cannot answer that question. They don't have an answer because it just happens. When it just happens, what does that mean? It's a habit. And when it's a habit, you are not putting thought into it. Now, that's the awesomeness about habits. And we can have really good habits, but we can have a bad habit, meaning we just rely on it and we let our conscious thought be thrown out the window. And it just happens, but we really aren't taking note as to what's happening. So for example, my husband comes home and I say, hey babe, how are you? And he'll greet me however he feels. If it's a tough day, then I'll say, hun, I'm tired. It's been a tough day. He'll go into his office and drop off his briefcase. Usually I'm in the kitchen. And so you walk in from the garage and it comes right into the kitchen. And his office is off the kitchen and I can see right into it. So we're all connected right there. And so if he's had a bad day, I'm like, okay, he needs to decompress. I'm giving him the space. But if he comes out and, you know, he's going to get his Pepsi. Then I usually say, hey, how was your day? And then he might expand a little bit and I listen. I cue into what he says. Now, do you think I go through his whole day with him? Now, as a woman, we like to go through all the details, don't we? But as men, they do not like to tell us over and over again. So I make note as to what he says. And usually then a conversation goes somewhere else. I'm talking to the kiddos, or I'm having to answer a phone, or I'm answering a text, or I'm in the middle of cooking dinner, or I'm handling an old cat that needs to be fed again for like the fifth time that day. But guess what? A couple hours later, I come back and say, you know what, hon? You mentioned this about your day. Well, what happened there? And I expand a little bit. I go a little bit deeper. I don't try to do it all at one sitting. It just doesn't work most of the time, especially for guys. They don't want to have to tell it all. They want short, sweet, to the point. And if you want more points, you've got to go short, sweet at another point. But the problem is we're just letting our habits, like, hey, how are you? Oh yeah, I had a great day. It's the same thing. Your husband, if I was to ask him what he says to you when you say, how was your day? It's almost the same 2.5 sentences with the same breath marks. Because we're so habitual with what we do. You can't be that way in marriage and have that sizzle. You've got to engage intentionally. And I'm telling you right now, couples are not doing it. They're far and few between. And yeah, it means work. It means paying attention. It means, well, you have to get off your phone because you have to engage. It's not about just sending a text and being done and hoping that they read it and will remember it. It's about having conversation. Every day, eye-to-eye conversation. A physical touch on the shoulder or a hand or a kiss or a hug. You've got to engage intentionally. Got it? All right. Number two, forgive consistently. You can't pick and choose when you forgive. You have to commit and be consistent. It's not like, oh, well, I'm going to forgive this time because, yeah, I think he was just in a mood. No, you've got to forgive consistently. And you've got to do it even when you don't like it. And that's the hardest thing ever. Because you're like, seriously? And you're like, well, what's in it for me, right? WIIFM, great radio station, but not for you if you want that sizzling hot marriage. You've got to forgive consistently. It's not easy. Now, understand this. We are talking about a healthy marriage in the aspect of there is no abuse, okay? I want to lay it out there like that because that's for a whole nother conversation. We're talking about a marriage that you got some quirks here and there. You fight every once in a while. There's some arguments, but for the most part, you're okay, but you're not okay. And you're not on fire all the time, okay? But if you are in a relationship that's abusive, number one, I want to encourage you to get help. Seriously. And what I'm talking about here is not exactly for you because that's a different conversation. So please understand me. I want you to hear my heart. And even in marriages that are going, yeah, even mediocre marriages, right? You're going to have your ups and downs. You're going to have some really heated conversations at times. And those are the areas that you have to be careful as to how you migrate through them. And so sometimes these three things aren't always, but it's kind of the basics. But understand that every relationship is unique. And I cannot stress that enough. So if you're wanting help with this, please reach out. I'm here for you, okay? That's what I do. I'm here to coach. I'm here to help mentor so you can have the marriage and the relationship that you want. With that being said, forgive consistently. It's hard. We don't want to do it. And when you don't do it, what does that mean? You're keeping score. You're not playing on a football team. This is not about 10 to 12. This is about your marriage and relationships and hearts. And when you're dealing with that, you've got to have forgiveness attached to it. Because otherwise, your marriage isn't going to make it. I'm just being honest. And it takes work. Now, I also know you're thinking, so I'm just going to jump to it right now. What about me, right? The WIIFM. Great radio station. I need something back too in return. I understand that. But you also have to be willing to take the lead. And that is hard to hear. And that's why I said, if you're in an abusive relationship, that's a different conversation. But in this relationship, the one that's healthy or mediocre, you know, we have our quirks and things like that. You need to take the lead. Because if you're waiting around for your spouse to change or you to change your spouse, it's not going to happen. It's not your job, but you can be the role model. Because the more you do it, guess what? They're going to be like, wow, I really notice a difference here. I feel good. And eventually it will be mirrored back to you. Maybe longer than a week or a month or years. But that doesn't mean that you have the excuse not to do this. Right? Uh-huh. Yes, marriage is a two-way street. But someone always needs to lead. And it can be you. So engage intentionally, forgive consistently, and finally, number three, love unconditionally. You have got to leave your agenda in the trash can. Throw it away. Instead, show up energized for your spouse, ready to move mountains together. You're going to have to climb some tough mountains. You're going to have some adventures. You're going to be in some valleys that's going to have some green grass and maybe some frozen ice too. But you can get through it. You just have to be willing to love unconditionally. You know, if I always had my agenda in front of me, my husband and I would have never made it. Seriously. You know why? Because early on in our marriage, I knew and we agreed together that we were putting his career and we were going to build that first. And then we were going to focus on me and the family. Well, it didn't quite happen that way. Because the career started and the family came immediately thereafter. And we didn't want that. Now, did we turn it down? Of course not. We have five beautiful children because of it. So we didn't slow down what God blessed us with. But I'm telling you this because he would come and say to me, "Hun, you know, this is a situation at work. And I'm seeing this and I need to go this direction because they're going this direction." And I'm like, "Seriously?" And I wanted at times to say, "Do you know we just moved like 11 and a half months ago? Okay, no, actually it was more like 10 months ago. And now you're asking me to move again? Oh, wait. But we did it 5 times every single year we moved. That was crazy. But did I sit there and stomp my feet and have an adult temper tantrum? No, I had babies. I had to take care of the family. I had to put my big girl panties on. And I had to love unconditionally. You see, there was an adventure for us to climb together. It was a mountain. I didn't know what it looked like. But we climbed it together. Was it easy? Oh, no. It was not easy. It was ridiculously hard. But I did what I needed to do to support my husband. It was a choice to engage, to forgive, to love. Now, none of this comes easy, but I promise you it's so worth it. When your habits reflect your intentions, this is where the marriage will continue to blossom or wither and die. The choice is yours to make. When it comes to your marriage, you get to create your now. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.